With Montana News, I'm Sherry Tressler.
A power plant in northeastern Wyoming has been chosen as the site for research on transforming carbon dioxide emissions from burning coal into commercial products. Inside Energy's Lee Patterson reports.
The so-called Integrated Test Center will be built at Dry Fork Station. That's a coal-fired power plant owned by a North Dakota-based utility called Basin Electric. Wyoming has pledged $15 million in funding for the ITC, and another $5 million will come from a Denver-based power company. The first tenant, the XPRIZE Foundation, a group that recently announced a $20 million competition to develop new carbon technologies. Here's Wyoming Governor Matt Mead.
I believe the innovations will be breathtaking and make a profound difference in the future of coal.
The test center is part of a wider push in Wyoming to find new ways to use the state's coal as demand for coal-fired electricity continues to decline. For Inside Energy, I'm Lee Patterson.
For Montana Public Radio, I'm Sherry Tressler. Thanks for listening.